There. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Just received a text from Nels in Montana with a picture, and he says, "Happy April Fool's Day from Big Fork. Nothing like 6 inches of snow and counting." Whoa. And this is not an April Fool's. This is, by the way, not April Fool's.
Nels is serious about this.
Legitimate. April 1st, 6 inches of snow in Montana.
He's in a pickle up there. But you know what? You know what? He's in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
But why can he survive this? He's got jerky. He's got a lot of jerky.
Do you know what Nels might need, though, more than anything?
What?
A pair of Mindel boots.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
These would be perfect in the 6 inches of snow in
Montana.
And
why do you have those?
Well, because our good friend Dan Schumacher from Mindel dropped these off, as well as some nice. You're wearing the sweatshirt. Look at that.
Yeah, I've got mine in there. I've got the gray sweatshirt.
Yeah. Oh,
they're incredible.
Kind of black sweatshirt. I've got me and Bill have got the gray, but our boots have been shined. They've been taken care of. They look good.
God, they do. They look brand new.
They're from Germany. Handcrafted. Handcrafted.
I wore these boots when it was freezing cold in Green Bay at Lambeau Field, also Iowa City, and they kept me warm. I had one
and New York.
Did you have them on for the cord got stuck? Were you wearing?
No,
those?
I should have. I regret. I had my
darn right. You should have, Jake.
I should have.
Mindel boots.
Yes. MindelUSA.com, the website, of course, to buy these boots.
What they did was
you
take
swear
our,
by these.
Yeah, what they did was take our boots and sort of refurbish them to look brand new.
They do look new.
I feel like I have two new boots, and these are expensive boots, yes. And they are incredible boots.
Boots are
but
real
expensive,
simple.
Worth it boots.
Buy.
Yeah. When oh, you God,
buy,
they're worth it. They're
when,
so comfortable.
When you buy boots, spend the money.
Yes.
It's not the time to be like, yep. Well, I'm sorry. What do you got for a knockoff pair? Nope.
They're supposed to be for a long time, so spend it.
Yeah.
And those Mindel boots, I always say the same thing, but I'm saying it again. They look like they're big, maybe clunky. Then you put them on. No.
Comfort.
This is like Adidas, the one I wore for Columbus High.
You can play shortstop in those.
Yeah.
In the Mindel.
Probably the hot corner.
Hot corner.
So thank you, Dan. Dan, what a treat. And notice what I'm wearing.
You've got the hoodie on.
Yes.
Mindel.
Be wearing mine soon enough. Thanks to Dan and the Mindel team. MindelUSA.com. I saw this yesterday. They have the NFL owners, the league meetings going on right now. Okay. Browns owner Jimmy Haslam told the media. Now, remember, Deshaun Watson is still on the team. He's probably not playing this year because of
this really
injury.
Very interesting.
He told the media while Deshaun Watson is still on the team that the team is still recovering from the splash trade for Deshaun Watson, who has been, again, a major bust for the team through injury and his play. But this is a player that is still on the roster. Saying to the media, wide open, we made a mistake. This is a bad splash, and we're still recovering. You don't see that very often about somebody still on the roster.
No, and we've talked about this. Like, how do you let this happen? Well, he's the Haslam family. He grouped his wife into this.
He did. He said him and his wife.
Him and his wife.
He did. He brought his wife into this.
Say, what was that quote? Do you have any? Or just get
just basically
paraphrase
that.
It.
Yeah.
Give,
I'll get
yeah,
it
yeah, yeah,
quick.
Give me the rough Hang version.
Go ahead, Sip.
Yeah, Haslam. Yeah. All I'm saying, Jake will get the direct quote. Haslam is taking accountability, which is good. But he's a team owner. He's not going to fire himself. Mm-hmm. It's a little empty in a way. But I saw it on the scroll last night, and I kind of appreciated it. Okay.
Didn't bother me at all. Plus,
No, it's good.
Could there be more master of the obvious?
That's the thing.
It's like everyone's going, really? Are you sure he's not going
to? But Bill, don't you think there's some value to the fan base maybe or even?
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as you did before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you are correct. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
And you or I, just to see him take that accountability publicly. And
there's
some value.
There is like that.
Might not be a lot of value.
Accountability, but it's like, yeah, okay, at least he said it out loud. Yeah, right. It was on him.
Exactly.
Here's the quote via Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Says, this is from Jimmy Haslam. Quote, "We took a big swing and miss with Deshaun. We thought we had the quarterback. We didn't, and we gave up a lot of draft picks to get him. So we've got to dig ourselves out of that hole. It was an entire organization decision, and it ends with D, his wife, and I. So hold us accountable."
Yeah.
Jimmy Haslam, owner of the Browns, has spoken on the Deshaun Watson fiasco.
Watson, Jake, you're better at this. When they got him, he was clicking at a pretty high level, right?
Well, Watson. No, he's coming off and then also, I mean, a major.
Or wasn't he?
The scandal was in Houston.
He had not. He didn't play the previous year because of the situation with the.
But the last year that he played was good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Deshaun Watson was the perennial Pro Bowler. He led the Texans to the playoffs, playoff wins.
Yeah.
He was a certified stud. It made sense to go get him and say, listen, this guy's good. But they gave him all guaranteed money. It was like 5 years, $200-plus million guaranteed. 100% guaranteed.
They went. I'll tell you what, they jumped in. They jumped in.
It was 5 years, $230 million, 100% guaranteed.
So they weren't concerned about the character issues, right? Or they were. I'm not saying they weren't concerned, but
they looked past him, it sounds like, to get his skill and say, we need this quarterback. We can look past that, and his play will warrant us to do that, and it has not.
Watson convinced him, as Watson and his representation team convinced him, we can do this. Just didn't work out. That's sports, right? Sometimes it doesn't work out.
The problem, though, is that you can't release him because all this money is guaranteed. Nobody's trading for that contract. Nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you? The guy's lost his talent, apparently, or lost something.
Something's not right.
He is untradeable, and he's unreleasable. What a great situation.
I'm just telling you right now, and every morning if you wake up and you've been named in 40 lawsuits, it weighs on. Have to weigh on you a little bit. Hey, block out the noise. Well, it's a little hard right now. There's like 40 lawsuits against me.
No matter how much money you have.
And I've already settled several of them. And it's just whatever. There's never a chance at that. How's it going? We're fine. Oh, that little thing? No big whoop.
That little thing that's in 17 newspapers today? Yeah. I mean, no, not good.
Great point. A couple points coming in from the text line. Tommy says, not to mention Baker Mayfield has flourished since leaving Cleveland. Now, he had like 2 years he's lost, you know, with the Panthers, the Rams, whatever. But with the Bucks. He's been 2 years in the playoffs, back-to-back with great seasons.
There's photos.
Great seasons.
There's photos of Baker Mayfield playing defense on the scout team at Carolina. There's photos of him playing scout team defense.
A rough year or two.
And now he's one of the, top 10 quarterbacks in the league?
He's top 10 quarterbacks
in the league.
Not really.
Taking him to the playoffs a couple times.
Yeah, back-to-back. Yeah. They won a playoff game this year.
Yeah. And you know what he is? He's a fabulous representative for an organization. He is. Baker's a good dude. You can tell.
I enjoyed his commercials at Cleveland, the one where he's living in the stadium. They were really good.
Super funny.
They were really good.
It's super funny. He did this thing, and you guys didn't see. I wouldn't expect you to see this. He did this thing in Tampa where he they dressed him. They made him up into a character, and he showed fans around the locker room in the complex. And it was remarkable.
Like the janitorial role, right? Wasn't he like?
Yeah.
They didn't know it was him.
Didn't know it was him. Yeah. And then part of it was they went out in the field and he started throwing, and they were like,
"Wait, hang on,
this guy's a freak! Like what? What the hell?" And then he ripped off his like that his skin all made up and everything. He ripped off his Baker.
He's a funny guy.
Oh, he was really funny.
Those things were
Baker's
really funny.
Super funny.
Yeah.
Baker's great got guy. A swagger back.
Yeah,
and he's been very very good.
Baker's
Tampa.
Back.
The spillover is next on Early Break.
The spillover.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.